Hi, and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast on business intelligence platforms. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and I'll be talking today with Rick Sherman, founder of consulting firm Athena IT Solutions, about whether standardizing on a single BI platform in an organization is a realistic and reasonable goal for BI managers. Rick's company offers consulting and training services for BI, data warehousing, and data integration. He's also an adjunct faculty member at Northeastern University's Graduate School of Engineering in Boston. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Rick, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, Craig. Good to be here.
All right. Well, so standardizing on a single BI platform throughout an organization, is that a good idea or not?
All right. Well, the answer is that it certainly depends. I think about 10 years ago, the answer would have been yes. I think that was what the mantra was. But there's a lot of realities that come into play. But first off, from the pro foregoing standardization is that one platform means one tool to buy, one tool to learn and develop in, one tool to support, and if you're on-premise as opposed to on the cloud, one tool to upgrade. So all that and all these are from an IT perspective. All those certainly are pros. In addition, one vendor and one licensing cost structure also is a huge plus. So from a high level, those all make sense. In addition, I think what a lot of people see, too, is that when companies have different BI tools, business users who are using the different tools usually get different numbers, and they debate and argue what those numbers are. Now, I'll say that it isn't necessarily that a company's using multiple tools, meaning they get multiple or different numbers. What usually happens is that the different tools are assigned to different IT folks, who use different business rules and different data selection criteria, and then we get different numbers. And also, we'll talk about a little bit later on, they also sort of embed the business logic in the tool itself, which is a no-no, but all this results in the fact that people usually see bad things happening when companies have multiple BI tools. So there's certainly a big impression and some positive benefits out of going into one tool. One of the things on the other side is to realize that when you're looking at one BI platform, one BI tool, first thing you have to look at is the usage of the BI tool. And the thing to look at is the fact that there are actually different BI or analytical styles. So rather than looking at sort of the one monolithic BI tool, business users, some need reports, some need ad hoc queries, some need online analytical processing or OLAP tools, some need data discovery or data visualization tools. So there's different styles. Some of them are contained on a BI platform or BI suite, but not always. So sometimes even if you standardize on one BI platform for one vendor, you're still going to need other styles because your business user needs to do some kind of analysis that's not supported on other styles. So even when you do try to standardize, sometimes you need multiple tools because your BI platform doesn't support everything. So that's some of the things to consider, some of the reasons why people are standardizing.
And is it even a realistic goal for most BI managers these days, and the days of self-service BI tools and data discovery tools and whatnot?
Well, I think that's the reason why 10 years ago the answer from most IT folks, certainly vendors, and a lot of consultants and analysts was, yes, definitely standardize. I think the reality of the situation, the momentum, et cetera, has caused it to be maybe not that easy an issue or a realistic goal. Several surveys over the last 5 years have shown that most large organizations have at least a half a dozen BI tools that are in use by the business on a production basis, and even small to medium-sized businesses typically have more than one BI tool out there. Now, some of these BI tools, some of these BI tools are embedded or brought into the organization with the new applications that people buy either on the cloud or on-premise, but they're embedded in the applications. Sometimes it's not necessarily that people chose to have a different BI tools, but when they choose an application, that comes along with it. So If people started from a green field, then it's maybe more likely to promote the fact that you have you can standardize one set of tools. But if you have multiple tools, and the issue is it realistic or is it practical to move to one tool? The reality is that when you migrate from one BI tool to another, it takes time, it takes money, and it takes resources. Now, maybe you can look at this situation purely from an ROI point of view of, you know, the cost going down to one set of licenses, costs, et cetera, then maybe there's some benefit to it. But business users are looking at it from also another perspective, and that's lost opportunity. Anytime you migrate from one tool to another, chances are it takes months, maybe a lot of months. And also, at the end, the business user doesn't have any more or any deeper analytics. They have the same analytics, but just in another tool. Meanwhile, the economy's changing, their competition's changing, their business is changing. So the idea of sort of staying in place and doing the migration is an opportunity cost that most businesses don't want to go through. So from a reality point of view, it's tough to make the sale that we're going to stop, everything stand still, and migrate to one tool. Now, what a lot of companies are doing is, yes, there is some benefits to standardizing on one tool or a tool for a specific BI style, in which case all future work is done on that standardized tool or set of tools, but they don't bother migrating. That's usually the best course of action and sort of the best practice of most companies. So they standardize on a platform. If that platform doesn't have, say, data discovery or data visualization, they'll get that platform, and then they'll also standardize on the data discovery tool and data visualization tool, or a mobile tool if their BI platform doesn't have mobile capability. So they might standardize on more than one tool, but try to stick to one tool for one BI style and go to all future work and just not worry about the existing legacy apps, because that happens oftentimes with ERP systems too. They leave the old data in place and just move the new data into the old system. So that seems to be what the best practice is, or sort of pragmatic practice of most BI managers now. But anyone that tries to move across to one usually doesn't survive the effort.
Well, we don't want that, do we?
Nope.
So what can a central BI team do to keep the use of multiple tools from getting out of hand, and to ensure that data analysis is done in a consistent way enterprise-wide?
All right. Well, there are some simple suggestions, but ones that aren't necessarily that easy, because it's sort of the information management perspective. So the first is, if you are going to have multiple tools or multiple BI styles, what you really have to work on is an information backbone, meaning, if all the business users were pointing at the same data, and I don't necessarily mean the same physical data, but virtually at least the same data, then would it matter really if they're using different tools? The answer is no. If they look at information related to customer, and it's multiple tools, but they're all looking at the same data, applying the same business rules, then the answers would be the same. So the first is to try to get an information backbone that may be a data warehouse for a portion of the data, that may be providing data services, so that with SOA, service-oriented architecture, so that data can move from different applications or the warehouse to a BI tool without the user even realizing where it's coming from. And it could also mean a use of data virtualization, where there's a metadata layer that figures out where the data is, and to the business user, it's one location. So the first is providing that data backbone so that the users don't have to cut and paste data or choose different places to get data. That's where problems come from. The second one is to take those business rules out of the BI tool and put them into that information backbone, into the warehouse, into data marts, into cubes, into the data services, the data virtualization layer. As soon as you put, just like if someone's using Excel, as soon as they put a macro that generates a business rule into the Excel spreadsheet, and the next business user has a different macro, the answers are different. no different with BI tools. Try to keep the business rules out of the BI tools and into the metadata layer, data virtualization, data services, the data warehouse, the ETL. So take that out. If you take that out, then there's much less chance that there's a difference in the results that people get when they do reporting or analysis with different tools. Now, underlying both of those is two areas. One is data governance. It's sort of the holy grail out there. So really managing the information, getting a consistent set of definitions of the data and of the business metrics. So the data governance is a huge plus for doing this. And also reporting and analytics governance. So sometimes that's with a BI center of excellence, so people can share reports and data, reporting objects. So the way sort of to manage it and the way to share. And in both cases, what we do trying to do with both data and reporting governance is to define it once and use it many times so that people don't have to waste their time reinventing the wheel. And even worse than reinventing the wheel is redoing it, but doing it slightly different. And that's data inconsistency, whether it's from the data sources themselves or resulting from different tools applying different rules at different times. That's the danger of having multiple tools, and that can be avoided with these approaches.
Okay, and with the rise of self-service BI tools, is control over the software purchasing process shifting to the business side? And if so, is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, certainly the control has been shifting. Now, I think we sort of have, in a lot of things related to technology, we swing widely from one way to another. Now, when we totally had IT directing and controlling everything, that sometimes from the business perspective resulted in tools that were overkill or a process that took a long time to get an answer. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. On the other hand, and the businesses felt frustrated because they couldn't get the latest tools or newest tools or things that could help their business immediately. On the other hand, sort of BI anarchy with the business buying whatever tool they want is sort of the other end of the spectrum. That's with I got a nice shiny toy, and I bought it. Now, what do I do with it? Having data silos isn't a good thing, and having a lot of BI tool silos isn't a good thing either. So I think there needs to be a sort of a happy medium in between. BI can still drive. I mean, the business can still drive. The reality is business is the groups that have the money that make the purchases, even when IT was, quote-unquote, in control. So it makes sense. Business also understands what kind of analysis they're trying to do. So if it's a newer tool that does data visualization, predictive analytics, data discovery, they would have the need for it and the drive to get it more so than even IT. So I think that's good that they're driving the decisions, but I think the happy medium is they're driving the decisions, but they're doing it in cooperation or at least with advice from the IT folks. So the IT folks can look at the different tools and see how they play with the existing tools, with the different infrastructure, and more importantly, when it gets implemented, try to do the data governance, the reporting governance, and sort of the information backbone, which only makes it easier for businesses to implement and to be successful for BI tools. So I think that's sort of where we need to go. It's not a bad thing that business. I think this is sort of the decade of analytics. I mean, we're looking at analytics driving a lot of things and a lot of aspects of our lives. I think that's good. There's a lot of business value out of it, and we need to move things faster. But we do need to sort of manage it better, and I think the cooperation between business and IT is what helps to make that situation and make both sides more productive, because eventually I've seen an awful lot of, or I've seen many, business buying a tool, putting it into place, the next business buying another tool, next business group buying another tool, and they all get frustrated because there is no controls, and it looked good at first, and long-term, they learn to regret it. So I think the cooperation is what's needed, and the more service-oriented type, and I don't mean so, the most services-oriented IT groups are working closely with the businesses to help making those decisions.
Okay. Well, so a happy medium in all things is good, right? Moderation. That's the secret to success.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll end it with that for today. Thanks for speaking with us, Rick.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
And thanks to you for listening in. To learn more about Athena IT Solutions, you can go to www.athena-solutions.com. And you can find more tips, advice, and analysis on business intelligence and analytics topics on searchbusinessanalytics.com. This is Craig Stedman, signing off.